Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, let's continue doom scrolling. I'm excited. Come on.
All right, so this is a weird story.
Sure.
Ship is stolen, goes off the coast, and then encounters some storm weather, big waves. I don't know. I guess those aren't rogue waves. They're just big waves. I don't know anything about the ocean. I'm from Missouri.
I've been on it.
So you've been on the ocean before?
Well, I was in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I knew that.
So I've been, like, in the middle of it.
So big waves. You know, I don't know what you call that. Treacherous waters, turbulent waters. Anyhow, the Coast Guard has to go out and save this vessel because it's, you know, about to flip over in the ocean, and they get this guy off the boat, and they rescue him. Now, that's the first part of the story, okay?
After crews pulled the man to safety, he was taken to the hospital. The Coast Guard posted the videos, and from there, it didn't take long for people in the community to make the connection. The person rescued was the same man accused of putting a fish on the porch of the Goonies house 2 days earlier, Jericho Labonte.
The Goonies house? Okay, so I'm like, wait, this giant news story about the Coast Guard rescuing this guy and bringing him to safety, and then people in the public going, that's the Goonies guy. I was like,
that's
what
crazy.
Goonies guy? I'm thinking it's going to be Corey Feldman. No, well, you know, we did talk about in the news the house, the Goonies house from the movie, got sold to an owner from Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And remember, we talked about that.
And then somebody put a fish on there.
He was on TV saying, you know, he's got security cameras out there, and he saw that someone had come and dropped this fish off and just left it on the deck of the house.
One of my buddies was like, dude, you will not believe what just happened. Like, check this out. But he pulls out this gigantic, like, fish that obviously is not alive and just places it. And, you know, being from Kansas City, like, you got to wonder, you know, is the guy sending a message that I'm going to be sleeping with the fishes or something, you know?
Sure.
Okay, so the guy puts a fish on the Goonies house. I was unaware of that part of the story when it first happened.
Right.
I didn't know that we were looking for this guy. Then that guy apparently goes and gets in a boat, steals the boat. The boat gets stuck in the storm.
What do you mean by gigantic fish? How big is this fish? That's a big fish.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I don't know how big. For an ocean fish?
That's a big fish. Either way, that's a big fish.
It's a big fish. It was a big fish.
Did you say why he put the fish on there?
If he has, I haven't seen
Is there any reference to a movie? To the movie? I haven't seen the movie, so is there a fish reference in the movie?
No, I don't think there's a fish. I'm trying to think when they're down there. I think maybe someone orders the fish. Yeah, no, I don't think that there's a real fish reference.
Poncho says on the Twitch stream, which you can log in now if you want, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, and watch us do this live. He said it was so big Tim Burton made a film about it,
there
which Slim Fast cries at the end, and I don't understand why. Why are you like, I'm just saying. You do. You love that movie.
Yeah, and I'm not the
only one.
And
you're like, watch this movie.
I'm not the only one who cries at the end of it. As a matter of fact, you are one of the few men who didn't cry at the end of it. And have you watched it since your father's passed?
No.
Maybe you should try watching it
again.
Maybe
I'll watch it tonight.
There you go. Maybe watch it tonight.
What I remember is the father was a liar, wasn't he?
The father told stories to his son. He was a storyteller. You know, just like you read a book to your kid.
But there were stories about his life.
Yes. And his son thought that he was a liar.
But he was.
And he was mad about him being a liar. But then he realized that maybe he wasn't a liar.
No, he realized he was a liar, but he was doing it for good, maybe.
Maybe.
He was being
Maybe it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Maybe I missed that part.
And that's what this was all about. And then when he goes to the funeral, maybe he realizes, look at this. I mean, do you remember the end? I hate to ruin it for you since you've already seen it.
He goes out and catches a fish with his hands, I think.
At the funeral, he sees these people show up, and those people were real. Yeah. Remember? And he's like, oh, my gosh, look, it's the tallest man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shortest DeVito, all that stuff. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
I think you need to watch it again. Remember last week we talked about how Apple was taking some crap for trying to tribute or pay tribute to Black History Month with their fitness app by saying, hey, get a fitness ring, close your fitness ring all 7 days this week, and we'll give you a Unity Award to honor Black
Which
History
nice
Month.
Them.
And someone on Twitter said, hey, you know, this is a weird way to honor Black History to put it into your fitness app. And then Snowcone said, yeah, it reminds us of IKEA. When IKEA did that thing, and we were like, whoa. But he looked it up, found out. What was it again, Snowcone? You're the one who said it first time. I want to make sure.
IKEA served like chicken and waffles and watermelon or something.
Okay. Yeah. And we were like, that doesn't sound right. But he looked it up and found the stories, and it looks like maybe that did happen.
I was vindicated.
Well.
Right.
Also,
I get it. It's racist and we shouldn't do it. But I still don't understand, like, why that. I'm sure there's a reason for it. Like, why chicken and watermelon?
Like, who started that?
Yeah, why is that? I know it's been comedians sing, but everyone likes that. That's not I don't really understand.
Yeah, I've seen stuff. Well, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to say it because I probably get it wrong. And I'm sure someone could tell us where that all started. But a school in New York, not actually the school, but the food vendor who supplies the food for the cafeteria, they are apologizing because, you know, your kid's school will put out a menu.
Sure.
And it says, I thought at our school we did it weekly, but maybe they did it by the month. No, it's probably the whole month.
Yeah, they do ours by the month.
Okay, and then you get to see, here's what you have each day. And like in high school, we knew every Thursday was chicken fried steak day, so that was always
sound like
the same.
Cartman.
What, chicken fried steak?
Yeah, remember that one where he went in and they made all the vegan food because the kids protested, but he was super excited. It's Salisbury Steak Day. It's Salisbury Steak Day.
I don't know that I've seen it.
That's what you remind me of.
Well, I did love chicken fried steak day, but it was also a little hip. I mean, people wore the T-shirts and everything.
It was that chicken fried steak?
I love CFS, yeah.
I don't remember that ever happening in my school.
It was a big deal in my school.
I don't remember anybody being excited about what day it was.
I think what happened was somewhere along the way, one of the, what do they call them, student council presidents, someone ran on this idea of like, if I'm elected, we'll have chicken fried steak once a week. And so they must have gotten it done. You know, someone who actually followed through on a campaign promise. And, I got to reap the benefits of this person following through because we had chicken fried steak once a week. But the point is, you get those menus monthly, and it shows you what your kids are going to eat or what their options are. Ours always had in elementary school, I think I've told you this too, and you said yours didn't. One of our sides, at least every other day, was rosy applesauce. That wasn't a thing at your school?
No.
I never saw it really outside of school, but rosy applesauce was almost always on the menu, and it was just applesauce that they maybe put some cherry in. I don't know, but it was red applesauce. Anyway,
I think my mom always packed my lunch.
Oh, see, we had very few kids who had the packed lunch in elementary school.
I think most of the kids did. We just brought a brown paper bag and had a sandwich and some chips and a drink, and that was it.
I feel like in the movies, a lot of kids
do. In high school, we didn't, but you could just buy stuff. We had plenty of vending machine food.
Yeah.
I know they changed all that, but when I was there, you could buy you get a yogurt and ice cream sandwich, and boom, you're done.
And Pepsi and all that other stuff, yeah. And we had, in high school, we had, a pasta bar, a taco bar, a cookie thing that was just...
I don't really remember
Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. They had women they were there 5 days a week just making cookies for the cookie bar where you bought bags of cookies. But anyway, at this school in New York, they've got their menu, and they made a slight change to the menu on February 1st. They had one thing planned, which was like a normal thing. I don't remember what it was now, something that they'd normally eat. And the menu got changed, and I don't know if they were supposed to be doing this in honor of Black History Month, if someone did this as a prank. It's not exactly clear, but the food provider has apologized.
Community members are fired up after students at Nyack Middle School in Rockland County were served chicken, waffles, and watermelon for lunch on February 1st, the start of Black History Month. The local NAACP also speaking out.
The chicken and waffles and watermelon is a stereotype to Black folks, African Americans, because that's what they think that we like or what we eat all the time.
Right. So I get why it's a stereotype, and I get why we shouldn't do it. I just don't understand where it started. I'm sure there's some sort of racist history.
Yeah, that can tell us where it started.
That horrible, horrible white people in the past started it, but I just can't figure out why.
Right. And in this particular story, I can't figure out if someone did this, like if they snuck it in there as a racist prank, if someone did it intentionally and actually said, hey, to honor Black History Month.
Right.
All the stories just say that the menu item changed to chicken, waffles, and watermelon on the first day of Black History Month, heavily implying that it was, you know, intentional. I mean, right. I got to assume that it was intentional since they changed the menu. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know how often. Is that something the kids have sometimes at school? We certainly never had chicken and waffles as a menu item when I was a kid. But also, neither did Chili's when I was a kid, and now they do. So I don't know how that works. It's possible, but it's our mark. We know them, right? How do you say their name?
I think
that extra A there. Did they say our mark or our mark? Anyway, they were the providers, and they were the ones apologizing. It says the situation at the middle school was our mistake. Never should have happened, a spokesperson said. It stands in direct contrast to who we are as a company and our longstanding commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We've apologized for our mistake, are working to determine how it happened, and make sure it never happens again. This, to me, sounds like maybe someone from within did this as a racist prank, doesn't it, to you? Because there's no way the company would have said, go for it. But then Snowcone reads me the IKEA thing, so, you know, I don't know. It is possible, I suppose, but if I had to bet, I would say that someone intentionally did this to be racist.
But I'm looking it up here.
Maybe they just really thought this would be a tribute to Black History Month. I don't know. Or is it possible that it is totally coincidental and that someone picked up on it, and someone's going to tell me that our mark actually does serve chicken and waffles and watermelon once a week. You know, that's a menu item like we had chicken fried steak. I don't know. It seems odd just because we didn't have it, but times change. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at where this started.
Are you the history of that?
Yeah.
You know, I saw something over the weekend that was showing an old Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, so they say this comes from a woman. Let me find her name. Oh, boy. Claire Schmidt from the University of Missouri, mm-hmm. who studies race and folklore. Apparently, there was a supremely racist 1915 silent movie about the supposedly heroic founding of the Ku Klux Klan. It was a huge sensation when it debuted. One scene in the 3 hours features a group of actors portraying shiftless Black elected officials acting rowdy and crudely in a legislative ball. The message to the audience, these are the dangers of letting Black people vote. The legislators, the elected Black officials in this movie, are shown drinking. Others had their feet kicked up on the desk, and one of them was eating fried chicken. The image really solidified the way white people thought of Black people and fried chicken. She goes on to say, let's see, it's a food you eat with your hands, and therefore it's dirty. There are no table manners when you eat fried chicken. So it's not like a knife and a fork type of thing. It's not proper. These are two foods that you eat with your hands, and it shows a stereotype of people who obviously can't eat properly. So apparently that's what it is.
Interesting. This article I'm looking at here says that they don't know the origin of the stereotype. They have theories. Says with the Confederacy's defeat and slavery's end, early Black entrepreneurship was bolstered by women selling their fried chicken and other home-cooked foods to hungry white railroad passengers at train stops. Likewise, watermelon was a cash crop and a token of financial independence for the formerly enslaved. But white Southerners viewed any modicum of Black success as an affront to their own sense of dominance. It wasn't long before grotesque caricatures of Black people with these same foods that had been used to empower themselves appeared on sheet music, salt and pepper shakers. So they're saying like maybe it was a thing and then it got turned around as this caricature, this racist caricature. I guess they said grotesque caricature. So, but what do you think about the R mark serving it at school? I don't think that the company approved that, do you?
Well, they had to approve it somehow.
Well, I mean,
if they've never served it, I mean, I don't know if the highest, I don't know what it is, I don't know how it works, but I mean, I'm guessing they don't serve fried chicken and watermelon all the time, so when it shows up in a menu, they're like, why are we serving this? Somebody should have caught it.
That's what I'm saying. No one at the company said, yes, this would be a good Black History Month tribute, right? You don't think that's what happened? I don't think that's what happened. Now, I'm not trying to defend them here. I'm just saying I gotta believe that that's a big enough company that someone would have stopped that from happening if they knew that someone had a plan to do this at the beginning. Now, if someone who worked there thought that they could do this as a prank
and get away with it,
you know what? We'll change the menu, because you could tell me that they do serve chicken and waffles at schools now.
Was it chicken and waffles or chicken and watermelon?
It's chicken waffles and watermelon, I think.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's too, you know. Yeah. Somebody did it on purpose. That's obvious.
Yeah, someone did it on purpose. I just wonder who, and I'm leaning towards someone doing it on purpose as a racist. Well, as a racist prank, as opposed to this will be a good tribute.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. A 76-year-old woman falls into a creek. Okay, she's got a creek near her property, and she falls in this creek, and she can't get out of the creek. She's about to freeze. She's about to drown in this creek. She didn't have any friends coming to check on her. There's no family coming to check on her. But the UPS driver, UPS driver shows up, sees the 76-year-old woman, and saved her life.
Kind of put my arms under her and cradled her and said, okay, baby, let's go. And up we went. I don't know anyone at one time or another does not need help for something.
Another 10 minutes and I would have been a goner.
She's not just a customer now. She's also a friend.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Good for you, UPS.
What would you do in that situation?
What, if I saw an old woman?
Yeah, if she's laying in a creek, would you think it's her time?
No.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Oh, I'd
go get her.
You're laying in this creek. You're about 10 minutes from I'm not supposed to intervene. God has a plan.
No.
Of course. Of course you get her. It's not like a question. It's not like running into a burning building. The question is, what would you do if you found money laying on the ground? This is one of my favorite questions. And, okay, we got to take a break. I'm going to ask you the question about the money thing here in just a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.